Right, let's kick off with some rugby. The Springboks finished the year 2024 with a dominant win of 45-12 over Wales in Cardiff yesterday. Now, it was the Welsh team's 12th consecutive loss. The Box scored their first try within the first 6 minutes of the game, and man of the match, Franco Mostert, went over. Wales' 12 points came from two tries by Rio Dyer and James Botham, and a conversion by Ben Thomas. And then in some football, Clinton Larson led his team to slay the Giants in the Carling Knockout Cup final in Bloem Vegas last night. Namakhosi FC thumped Mamelodi Sundowns 2-1 to lift the cup as champions. Now, Coach Larson repeated the history by beating Masandawana in a Knockout Cup. The first time he did this was with Bloemfontein Celtics in 2012 when they stunned the Gauteng side 1-0 here in Durban.
Deja vu, isn't it? 2012, nobody gave us a chance. We done it. This was a fairy tale story. You know, this little team from Molechi, Polokwane, people were talking about 4, 5 and 6-0s today. But I was quietly confident that our team could be a lot more competitive than that.
Yeah, no, it's a brilliant time for Magesi FC and, of course, for Coach Clinton Larson.
A KZN boy, huh?
Yeah.
Well done.
It's
well
brilliant.
Done, Coach.
See, it's a win for us. Remember, I was crying over it. They beat Richards Bay, but, I mean, it's a win for us.
Yeah.
We won.
We'll take this.
Yeah. And then Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou has challenged his players to maintain their standards following a stunning 4-0 win at Manchester City in the Premier League.
The belief they have in trying to play the way we want to, and then you get a reward like that, I think it just furthers sort of our progression.
North London rivals Arsenal sit only a point behind the champions thanks to a comfortable 3-0 win over Nottingham Forest, as do third place Chelsea, who got past Leicester 2-1. Everton's goalless draw with 10-man Brentford leaves them just 3 points above the relegation zone. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.